Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We continue discussing the halachos of the Chavite Kohen Gadol, as we've been discussing every day. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chavitim Machsisai. The biker, half of it is brought in the morning and half of it is brought in the afternoon. Says the Mar Tanan Hassan, we're going to learn a Mishnah later in our Masechta, Mitzvah Shem, Daf Tzadik Vav Amin Aleph, Chavite Kohen Gadol. When we speak about the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lishoson, kneading them, Varichoson, and setting them up on the pans, Vafiyosom, and their baking, are all done Bifnim, are all done in the Azara. And the simple pshat is, because all of the avodah of the kli amichas chavitim are done in a kli sharis, and once something is put into a kli sharis, it can't be taken out of the azara. For if it is taken out of the azara, after that it becomes possible with yotzei, and because of that teaches us the Mishnah that they're all done in the azara. And similarly, because they became Kaddosh in the Kli Sharis, so once they're Kaddosh in the Kli Sharis, there's a concern of Lina, that they can't be left overnight. So we're going to prepare them from Friday and then only use them on Shabbos. They will become possible by being left over or overnight. And therefore, they can be done on Shabbos. Anonymously, says the Gemara, how do we know that that could be done on Shabbos? And the simple pshat in the Gemara is that we just identified a number of problems, if we're going to do that on Shabbos, before Shabbos, doesn't give us a heter, doesn't give us a right to be mechal Shabbos. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, how do we know that we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos? And the other way, and deeper way of explaining the Gemara, says the Karen Ira, perhaps we could come up with solutions on how to be able to make them and not get them disqualified and have them still made before Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna, the pasuk says, Tufuni Minchas Pitim, Tufene Noah. We have to have that the Minchas Chavitim should be very well made and very fresh, and if going to be baked from before Shabbos, the offer like if we're going to bake them before Shabbos, inch full up, they're going to get ruined. They won't be fresh. And therefore, that's the reason that we know that we could bake them. That's the reason we could bake them on Shabbos. Masla Rav Yosef, aim at the kavash lebiyarka. There's a way to keep them preserved. You put them into vegetables and make sure that they're not exposed to the air. And once we make sure they're not exposed to the air, they won't be spoiled. And we can bake them from before Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. Because of this, the Gemara comes with another source for this halacha that we're allowed to bake the Michas Chavitim on Shabbos. Says the Madaber of Shmuel Tana. The pasuk says, Tasa. And for here we learn, Afilu b'Shabbos. That we're allowed to bake them even on Shabbos. Because, as the Mefarshim explained, the pasuk could have said just Amachvas b'Shabbos. Why does the Torah say Tasa? Extra word to teach us Shabbos. Tasa, we learn from here, Afilu b'Tuma, that you can make it that the Kohen Gadol could be makrevit even if they're Tomei. And of course, Tosfos asked the question, how can we use the same pasuk to teach us two halachas? We're using this pasuk to teach us that it can be done in Shabbos, and we're using this pasuk to teach us that it can be done in Bitumba. We never use the same pasuk for two halachas. Answers Tosfos that when we have a situation where both limudim, the both things that we want to learn, the halacha that it can be done on Shabbos, the halacha that can be done on Tumah, are equally acceptable, equally understandable to be learned from this pasuk. So there he says, the halacha is that if they're both equally acceptable, we learn both. Abayama, Abaye says, Omakra, the Pasuk says regarding the Michas Chavitim, Soilus Michas Tamid, Harei Kamichas Tamidim. We treat it like the Michas Tamidim, which means, as we've been learning, every day they brought a carbon oilus Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, actually twice a day, and that was brought even on Shabbos, and with the oila was brought the Michas Nesachim with that carbon oila, and the Michas Nesachim was brought on Shabbos, since it's brought every day, so including Shabbos, so Michas Chavitim, which is also brought on a daily basis, is also brought on Shabbos. Rav Amar, Rav has a different source for this halacha. The pasuk says, "Amachvas b'shem and tasa melamed shatuna keli," that it has to be put into kli sharis. And as we said at the beginning of our shir, even if we would have wanted to suggest that a way of solving the problem of baking them before Shabbos, they're just not putting them into kli sharis. Because when we put it into kli sharis, that's when we have an issue. But don't put it into kli sharis, and we'll avoid the problem. But teaches us Rava that the pasuk is teaching us that they could be made. They have to be made specifically in a kli sharis. And if they have to be made in a kli sharis, saying, "Well, we'll avoid making it in a kli sharis, and then we won't have the problem," then is not acceptable. It'd be acceptable. It has to be in kli sharis, and if it'll be baked before Shabbos, there'll be a problem of lina. Ask the Sefer Mikdash David that we've learned a rule that ain lina b'rosh mizbeach. If something's put on top of the mizbeach, it doesn't become subject to lina. So why don't we just bake it before Shabbos in the kli sharis, as the pasuk just said, is what we're supposed to do. But put it on top of the Mizbeach. So the Mikdash David explains that even though there's a rule of Ein Lina Barosh Mizbeach, that something that's on the Mizbeach doesn't become disqualified with Lina, that's only something that was supposed to be put on the Mizbeach at that point. So once it's put on the Mizbeach, there's a rule of Ein Lina Barosh Mizbeach. This Michas Chavitim is not supposed to be put on top of the Mizbeach yet. It's only supposed to be put on tomorrow. And therefore, we can't apply the concept of Ein Lina B'Rosh HaMizbeach. The Braisa says, Amachvas B'Shemen, to teach us Loisulav Shemen. We learn from this pasuk that there's an extra amount of Shemen that has to be put on to the Milchus Chavitim, which is not normally put on. Many day kama, but says the Gemara itself, the Braisa itself, we don't know how much should we put on? Says the Gemara Reni Dom. We make the following limud. Nemakan, it says here regarding the Mitzchavitim Shemen. But Nemalahalon, when the Torah speaks about the Mitzchus Nesachim, the formula is Visoran Soilus Bolub Shemen Kosus Revius Ahin. Malahalon, just like over there, the Allah is Shloisha Lugim Lisoran. We have three Lugim for a shemen, for a sorin of flour. So we say the same thing by the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, Shloshes Lugim Lisorin. But ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa, Akalach L'derechzu, maybe the proper approach should be, Nemekan Amachvas B'Shemen, V'Nemeh B'Michas Nadova. The Torah speaks about Michas Nadova, it says also V'Yotzikol HaShemen, Malahalon, over there the formula is, Loig Echad, one Loig of Shemen, to the sarna flour. So we should perhaps say that by the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, also it should be loig echad. So now we have a dilemma. How much oil should we put on the Michas Chavitim? Shloisha lugim like Michas Nesachim, or loig echad like Michas Nedava? So says the Gemara, let's try to determine nir lemi daima. Let's try to figure out what is the better match. So it says, Donan Tavjat Mitavjat. What does that mean? Todir, both the Minchas Chavitim and Minchas Nesachim, which we said earlier, are brought with all Kabbonis, are more common. The Doicha Shabbos, the Minchas Nesachim that comes with the Karban Tamid is Doicha Shabbos. The Minchas Chavitim, as we've been learning, is Doicha Shabbos. The Doicha Tuma, the halacha is, since these are kabbanas that are brought on a regular basis, they're doicha tumah, and again, that halacha applies both by Michas Nesachim, which comes with the Karmel Tamid, and Michas Chavitim. Ve'ena Donim, and therefore, all these special qualities that the Michas Chavitim have should be learned from Michas Nesachim, Mish'ena Tavshat, from the Michas Nedava, which is not, do not have these qualities. But says the Gemara, not yet. Maybe we can make another argument. Donin yogel mi yogel. Yochid, the Michas Chavitim is brought by Yochid. The Michas Nedava is brought by a Yochid. Beglal Atzma, Michas Chavitim comes on its own, not as a connected to another carbon. And so the Michas Nedava. Whereas, as we keep on explaining, the Michas Nedava, the Michas Nesachim comes together with the carbon tamid or with other kabanas. Levina, both of them have the requirement to have levina, which doesn't apply by the Michas Nesachim, and therefore ve'ein dan yogel m'shene yogel. So what the Gemara's question is that both there's reason to match up the Michas Chavitim to Michas Nesachim. There's reasons to match it up to Michas Nedavim. Because we have reasons to match them up with both, we don't know which direction to go. The Gemara just said that one of the characteristics of the Michas Chavitim is Yochid, that it's a carbon Yochid. In our previous shiur, we had a discussion, is the Michas Chavitim indeed a carbon Yochid that the Kohen Gadol brings, or is it a carbon tzibur? So here it seems that it's a carbon yachid. So Rosh Sameach indeed says that it's a machlokes. Is it a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur? And this Gemara is going according to an opinion that says it's a mechas yachid. However, there are those that say that even if we call it a mechas yachid, it's not a pure mechas yachid. It's a mechas yachid in the extent that the kohen pays for it from his own pocket. But it's not a pure Michas Yachid, because it is brought on behalf of the Tzibra. So, again, how much Shemin? We know the Torah says that we have to add Shemin to the Michas Chavitim, but we don't know how much. Says the Gemara of Shmuel ben Noshe Rav Yochanan Baika Omer. The Pasuk says, Soilus Minchas Tamid. So we learn from here, Karei Lecha Kiminchas Tamidim. We use the word Tamid by the Michas Chavitim. The word Tamid is used by the Mincha that's brought every day with the Karmel Tamid. Ma Michas Tamidim is Shloish Shalugim Le'Sarin. The formula is Shloish Shalugim Le'Sarin. Ve'afsu Shloish Shalugim Le'Sarin. Of course, the question is, once we have this Gzeir Shava, so what did we need? What did we need to ask Tosis? The word B'Shemin. We began this piece of Gemara by saying that the Torah used the word B'Shemin by Michas Chavitim to teach us we need extra oil. We don't need the word B'Shemin. We have this Gzeir Shava to teach this. So Tosfos answers, the way to understand the Gemara is first the Torah says B'Shemin. The word B'Shemin teaches us that we use extra oil, but we don't know how much extra oil. Then after we have the word B'Shemin, which teaches us that there's a need to use extra oil, on top of that, there's the Gzeir Shava, which teaches us how much extra oil to use. From Shimon Omer, the Gemara comes with a different approach, how much Shemin is put into Michas Chavitim. Rav Shimon Omer, Reba Khan Shemin, the Torah says that by Michas Chavitim you have to add Shemin. Reba Michas Kvasim Shemin. When you bring an animal, a kevis, as a carbon, you have more Shemin. Malahalan, when you bring a Mincha from Kvasim, it's Shloish Shalugim Le'Sarim. Afkan, by Michas Chavitim, the formula ought to be Shloish Shalugim Le'Sarim, says the Gemara. Says you can maybe take a different approach. Reba Khan Shemin. Indeed, the Torah says we have to add oil by the Michas Chavitim. Reba Michas Parim Ve'el Mishemin. And when we bring an animal, a par or ayil, we also have to have more Shemin. And there the Torah says, Virka Abed Abaka Michas Soil Shloish the Shren and Bol B'Shem Echatzei Hin. So we have to have, when we have for three Esroinim, we have a Chatzei Hin, which is six Lugim. That means two Lugim per Esroin. Or so therefore, if that's the formula, perhaps we should say, Ma'al Ha'al Shnei Lugim L'Esroin, just like by there the formula is two lugim for Sarin, so too by the Mitzchavitim, the formula ought to be afkan shnei lugim lisarim, says the Gemara, nir lameidonim. What is a better comparison? Says the Gemara, donim milchabai sarin. We should learn the Michas Chavitim, which is made from Nisarna flour, the Milchaba Isarin from the Michas Kvasim, which comes with an Isarin of flour, versus rather than learning Ein Donim Chaba Isarin Mincha Haba Shnaim Vishlash Isaranim, preferably learning it from a carbon Mincha that doesn't have only one Isarin. Parva Elim have either two or three Isroinim, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting that it's a better match to learn from Michas Kvasim. But ask the Gemara Gufa Kasha. Says the Gemara, let's understand the Braisa. Amrit, we begin with the word Bashemin. With the word Bashemin comes to teach us Lahaisul Hashemin to add more oil. Varatani Nemakan Shemin, Nemakanichsadav Shemin, which seems to say that we learn it that way. Amr Abaya, says the Gemara, man tana b'shemen lahisif. Who's the man d'amma that says we use the word b'shemen to teach us we add oil? Rav Shimon hi. Ubedina man kamahada. And this is the way to continue learning the Braisa. The Braisa, as the Braisa continues to discuss this halacha, it's not referencing Rav Shimon's opinion. It's going to Rav Shmuel's opinion. And Rav Shmuel says to Rav Shimon, from where do you know, he says, that the word shemen means that we have to add oil? Maybe the word shemen only means to teach us that we have to have oil. That if that's the case, we should learn from Michas Nadava. And just like by Michas Nadava, one loig shemen is enough, so too should be halacha by Michas Chavitim. To which Rav Shimon attempts to learn from Tashat, and Rav Shmuel says, well, we can't learn from Michas Nesachim. We should learn from Michas Nadava with Yagel. And therefore, the word Veshemin cannot be the way to go. So what is the way to make the determination? Michas, Silas Michas Tamid. We compare the Michas Chavitim to the Michas Tamid, and that's how we learn. Rav Shimon then says that we can learn it from the word Veshemin, and we don't, and Michas Nadava, there is no pasuk like that. This is the way to understand the braisa. The pasuk says, "Almas v'as b'shemen loisul shemen," that we add oil. Di l'kfoy shemen, if this to teach us that shemen should be put there, loitzarik. For that, we wouldn't need a pasuk. Kiven d'ksiba almachvas. We compare the Michas Chavitim to Michas Machvas, something that we've discussed many times in our Shurim. Michas Machvas is a fried carbon mincha. So therefore, just like Michas Machvas has a loik shemen, here too we'll have a loik shemen. Ayena, maybe all the pasuk is coming to teach us l'kvayla shemen, that we have to have oil. Had the Torah not written the word b'shemen, havamina, we would think that maybe it should be treated to have a k'mechas chayta, which we learned that the mincha that's brought by a carbon oil of a yairid, or the mincha saita, the halacha is that there's no shemen. So the Rashba asks an obvious question. Rav Shimon has taught us a number of times in our Masechta, b'dinhu, rightfully, the minchas chayte should have to have shemen levayna. Shlei chayte nisker, that we shouldn't have a situation that somebody who did an aveira should not have to spend money on shemen and levayna. Umnai ma enatuna. Why is the halacha that it doesn't? Shlei carbon and mahuda. We don't want it to be a nice carbon. So the question is obvious, asked the Rashba. So there's a special reason that the Torah says that minchas chayte shouldn't have shemen levayna, because we don't want them to bring a beautiful carbon. But that obviously is not an argument that we can make by the Minchas Chavitim. If that's not an argument that we can make by the Minchas Chavitim, so of course the Minchas Chavitim should have Shemen Levayna like every other carbon mincha. So he answers that who is the one that made that argument that only Minchas Chayta doesn't have Shemen Levayna, really every other carbon mincha should? He says that is something, as we just quoted, Rav Shimon said. But we just finished explaining that our Gemara now is following according to the opinion of Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yochanan Breuker. And he doesn't buy into this concept that every carbon mincha, of course, has to have Shimon and Levina. And therefore, since we don't have this concept, the Gemara legitimately asks, explains the Rashba, that maybe the mitzvah chavetim doesn't have to have Shemen. The mitzvah Eisen takes this a step further. The mitzvah Eisen says that we find that the pasuk in Yecheskel calls the mitzvah chavetim achatos. So since we see that the pasuk calls the mitzvah chavetim achatos, maybe it ought to be treated like a chatos and not like a mitzvah chavetim, not have Shemen. Again, Dila kas rachmana b'shemen, says the Gemara, have a minute, have a kemechas chayta. It should be treated like a mechas chayta and no shemen at all. That's why the pasuk had to say b'shemen. Says the Gemara, hador amr, and then Rabbi Shmuel continues, to have a namil kfoy shemen, the locha that requires shemen, taste medina, should learn from a gezerah shava, from mechas nesachim, and should have three logim, v'don dina, and he wants to learn from Mechas Nesachim, because as we said earlier, the Mechas Chavitim have the characteristic of Tashat, and the Mechas Nesachim has the character of Tashat. But that, the Gemara, v'loy asilei, the Gemara did not accept, because the Gemara says we can learn from Mechas Nadava, because both Mechas Chavitim and Mechas Nadava have the characteristic of Yogel. That's why said the Gemara Atzra, Krob, Soils, Mechas Tamid, to make a Gzeri Shava between the Mechas Nesachim and Mechas Chavitim, Ukudarim Shayim, Rishmol, Mesei, and that's how Rishmol comes to his conclusion that the Mechas Chavitim has three loyim. Rav Amma, Rav has a different way of learning this Brisa. He suggests the cooler of Shimoni, the entire Brisa represents the opinion of Shimon, Vila and Emma Kamar, and this is a Kamar. If the Torah had not written a machus b'shemen, had the Torah not written that those words, then do indeed l'kfay l'shemen. That's the obvious. The pasuk is coming to teach us that we add oil because to tell us that we need oil loy tzorach. Kivin d'ksev a machlas. The Torah compares the Mechas Chavitim to Mechas Machvas. So, Kamachvas Dami, it's treated like a Mechas Machvas. It's just like a Mechas Machvas fried in oil here too. Achlo Yom B'Shemen. And then, the B'Shemen is coming to teach us that we need extra oil. Achlo Yom B'Shemen. But then, he says, why do we need it? Yesh Libedin. We should learn it from the Mechas Nesachim with the Tashat approach. V'don Dino. And that doesn't work. Vachcha b'shemen. Now we do the word b'shemen to teach us that we have extra oil. And then he said, Chada Amar, why can't we learn it? K'mechas parim ve'elim. And the pechas parim ve'elim have two lugim for every yisara. Chada Amar, and then he said, Milcha b'ay sarin, we learn it because the mechas chavitin comes when it's sarin flour. The Mechas Nesachim comes with a sarin flour, and that's why it's a better match than to the Mechas Parim Ve'elim. So we discussed in our previous year that if the Kohen Gadol is the one that brings the Mechas Chavitim in the morning and the afternoon, and if he passes away and there's a new Kohen in the afternoon, the new Kohen Gadol in the afternoon brings the new Mechas Chavitim. But teaches discusses the Mishnah, Lo'minu Kohen Achetachtov, that they not have an opportunity to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So why do we do? How is the Mechas Chavitim of the afternoon brought? Mishalmi Ha'isakreva. Who paid for it? So actually, this is a raya that it's, a carbon yachid, because it's a carbon tzibur. Because if there's no Kohen Gadol, so there's no obligation. So we see from here it's a carbon tzibur. Rav Shimon Amar Mishal Tzibur, the tzibur paid for it. Rav Yudaimer, Michel Kroivim. The Kroivim of the Kohen Gadol pay for it. The Shleimah is a Kroivim, but as we learned yesterday, they didn't bring just a half Yisarn, they brought a whole Yisarn and divided it. The Taisus Yantav points out that when our Gemara says it's brought from Yarshim, it's only if the Yarshim if the father left money. And now the money that the father, the Kohen Gadol, left should be used for that. But they don't use their own money. That's Taisus Yom Tov's opinion. The Menachas Chinuch disagrees. And Menachas Chinuch said that even if the father didn't leave any money, they have to, the, when the Mishnah says Yarshim, they have to pay. Furthermore, the Menachas Chinuch discusses that what will be the halacha if there are Yarshim, but they're not sons. So Menachas Chinuch's opinion is that even if there are no sons, the Yarshim are daughters or brothers, they, this halacha is that they have to bring. Chazon Ish, actually, not only does he say that the obligation is only on the son, but the Chazon Ish takes it even a step further. And the Chazon Ish says, only a son who has the potential of being the to being a Kohen Gadol is that type of Yoyrish that has to bring Minchas Chavitim. But if he's a, even if he's a, so a daughter and a brother, for sure not, and even the son, but let's say he's a son that can't be a Kohen Gadol for whatever reason, he doesn't have that obligation. He doesn't have the obligation to bring the Michas Chavitim. Says the Gemara Rabbanan Kohen Gadol Shemais, that the Kohen Gadol is Nifter V'lo Min Kohen Achad Tachtov, and that they didn't point a new Kohen Gadol. Menayin Shtem in the Chasel Krev Mishal Yarshim. How do we know that the Yarshim pay for the Michas Chavitim until a new Kohen Gadol is appointed? Tamalayim V'a Kohen Mashiach Tachtom Ibon of Yasa Oysai. The Kohen, his Yairish should take it over. Yochel Yachir Venech Hatzoyim. So we would think that they should bring, they're bringing the afternoon, they should bring a half Yisaron. Tamalayim Oysai. Kula, it's brought a whole V'loi Chetzia. Divir Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Oymer, Chayk Oylam, Mishal Oylam. It comes not from the Kohen Gadol's family, it comes from the Tzibur. Kol al Tukter, and here Allah is that with nothing is left over, Shtei Kula Ba'Aktar is completely burnt. So many Achroinim ask the question, according to the opinion that comes Mishal Yarshim, the Yarshim of the Kohen Gadol who passed away, those Yarshim at this point are Oynanim. And an Oynan, as we've learned many times in our Shiurim, are part of a mitzvah. So how could we suggest that they bring the Michas Chavitim? So there's a number of Torahs. One Torah says that the Kohen, by the time they bring the Michas Chavitim, it was after the Kfura, and after the Kfura, they're not Oynanim. Another discussion is, can an Oynan send a carbon? And it could well be that the Oynan himself can't bring a carbon, but he could send a carbon. And if, and even if there's a discussion that Chroinim say, there's a discussion if an Oynan could send a carbon, that's only in a carbon that he is obligated to bring. But if it's an Oynan that he's not obligated to bring, then he, if it's a carbon that he's obligated to bring, like this case, the Michas Chavitim, there, he's an Oynan and he could send his carbon. There's a question that is asked that the Braisa, the Medrash says by the Akedah, V'yishchak Avramas Yodai, V'yikach Simchel Slishchir Espanoi, V'kukoyin Godel Higesh Esminchas V'neschai. The Medrash says that Avram Avinu, when he did the Akedah, was in the category of a Kohen Gadol. And the question is, of course, obvious. Why is it necessary, or why would we assume that Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol at that point? Why would we say that? So, according to what we're learning now, it's understandable. Avram Avinu, if he would have indeed killed Yitzchak, at that moment, he would have become an Oynan. And if he was an Oynan, he can't bring a carbon. So how could the rest of the carbon be brought by Avram Avinu? To which the Torah, to which the Bryce, the Medrash says, Avram Avinu was like a Kohen Gadol. If we say that Avram Avinu was like a Kohen Gadol, the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah as a Oynan. And that's why the Bryce had to say, the Medrash had to say, Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol, and the problem of being an Oynan doesn't apply to a Kohen Gadol. Ask the Gemara, Is this what we learn from the words Koyin HaMashiach? Hamibay Leilachatanya, isn't it needed for what was said in the pasuk? Zeh Karban Aaron Rabbanov Asher Krivu LaHashem B'Yayim Imashach Hasay. Yochel Yeh Aaron Rabbanov Makrivim Karban Echad. We would think that they all bring only one carbon on the day they begin doing the Avodah. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says Asher Krivu LaHashem. Says the pasuk. The pasuk uses a lashon yochid, and how are we to understand the pasuk? Aaron the fnei atzmai, Aaron the kohen gadol brings a carbon every day, the mechus chavitim. Ubanav the fnei atzmam, the bnei Aaron only bring a carbon mechus chavitim on the day that they begin doing the avoda. Banav, and what the pasuk says, banav el kohen majoitus, that they only bring a carbon mechus chavitim when they begin doing the avoda. At aaron kohen majoitus. Are we going to say that this pasuk speaking about Kayan Majoitis or En Al Kayan Gedolim? Maybe this pasuk speaking about Kayan Gadol. Kishoyim about Kayan Mashiach Takhtim Ebonav, Harei Kayan Gadol Omer. The Kayan Gadol is accounted for. Homa Ani Mekayan Bonav, Elo Kayan Majoitis. That the Kayan Majoitis do bring a Mechz Chavitim once. When do they bring it? When they begin doing the Avodah. So ask the Marim Kain that the pasuk is coming to teach us that when the Kohen Gadol dies, his Yorshim bring a carbon instead of him, because he's not here. Look the crowd, Kohen HaMashiach attacked the Bonav Yasef, Mai Mi Bonav, Shema Mi Natarti. We learn two halachas. One halacha is that if he passes away and there's no new Kohen, then the halacha is that his children bring that carbon. And the other halacha is that applies that when somebody becomes a Kohen Gadol the first time, a Kohen the first time, he does the Avodah, brings the Mechus Chavitim. Rav Shimon, we asked Gemara, Hai Oysa, we had at the Mishnah that Rav Shimon disagrees with Rav Yehuda. And Rav Shimon's opinion was that if the Kohen Gadol was Nifter and there's no new Kohen Gadol, it comes Mishal Tzibur. Asked Gemara, Rav Yehuda just learned differently from the word Oysai. What is he do that with that oisai? My oisai, my avalei. The boy and the kohen gadol shemais umina achatachtov. That there was a kohen gadol passed away, and then we pointed a new kohen gadol, and now he's bringing the mechus chavitim that afternoon. Shlo yavi chatzis yisorin mi beisoi. He shouldn't just bring only a chatzis yisorin. V'shloi chatzis yisorin shorishin. Nor should he use the leftover chatzis yisorin from the first kohen. Says the Gemara. All these halachas we learn from the word umachtzisa. So we don't need this oisa for those halachas. And says the Gemara, Rav Shimon can't learn it that way because Rav Shimon vav loy darish doesn't use the vav for drasha. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, who says that the mech chavitim until the new kohen gadol is appointed to come from the yarshim. Hai chayk oilam. Rav Shimon used the word chayk oilam to teach us that it comes from the tzibur. What will Rabbi Yehuda use those chayk oilam words for my avodah? Says the Gemara, chuka loilam tehei. That this halacha should always be kolotakter. Rabbi Shimon used kolotakter that is completely burnt. Lomeli, what would Rabbi Yehuda do with this pasuk? The pasuk says, Zeh karban aron banav shikrivu la'Hashem b'yomim mashach ha'isoy asir seif v'soil smilcha tamid machtzisa b'boika machtzisa b'arav kolol tokter. That the halacha is that the mechus chavitim is completely burnt. Then there's another pasuk that speaks of mechus kayin, and the Torah says regarding mechus kayin, v'ka mechus kayin kolol tia loisa oichel. So we see from here that a mechus nadova of a kayin, it's not like every other carbon mincha, that the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach and the rest is eaten. Rather, it's completely burnt. We would only know that that halacha applies, minchas kain gadol, that the halacha is b'kolot takdir, that is completely burnt. Tachtoina, the minchas of a kain hedjet, b'loy seichel, that's only b'loy seichel, that we may not eat it. But how do we know then only may we not eat it, but we must be burnt? In other words, there are two separate halachas. There's one halacha is that it has to be completely burnt, and there's another halacha that you're not allowed to eat it. How do we know that the halacha of each applies to both. Menayin litin is amar shel zeh bezeh, v'sa amar shel zeh bezeh. Tamalaymer kolul gzeri shava. Nemekan kolul, v'nem lahalon by mechsa dava kolul, ma lahalon by mechsa chavitim b'kolul tukter. The Torah requires that it be completely burnt. Af lahalon by the mechsa dava of a koyin, the halach is kolul tukter. If somebody were to eat part of the mechas koyin, he's over on a laugh. Afkan, so too will be the halacha by mechas chavitim litin loisasei al chilasai. That there's a halacha that there's a laugh if you eat for the mechas chavitim. It's interesting to point out that the Noda Behuda says. The Torah, as we read the pasuk here, speaks about the Kohen HaMashiach. And the question that he wants to discuss is what's going to be the halacha if we have a Kohen Gadol, but the Shemen HaMishkan no longer exists. And if the Shemen HaMishkan no longer exists, will the halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to bring Michas Chavitim every day in the morning and the afternoon still to continue to apply? And he says, in this case, even though he wasn't appointed by being the Kohen Gadol, by the Shemen HaMishka, he's just Meruvah Begadim, he's wearing the Shemayna Begadim, he still brings the Mechitz Chavitim. Says the Gemara, the Sover of Shimon, is it indeed the opinion of Rav Shimon that if the Kohen Gadol passed away, and we have not yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol, that the Mechitz Chavitim comes from the Tzibur, Midaraisa, Vatanan, as the Mishnah said, and the Psukim that we've been learning, says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav teaches us, Amar Rav Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Heskinu Bezdin. There were seven rules that Bezdin instituted, V'zeh Ech Mehen, and this is one of them. Avoyv Kacham Shalach Elosim Medina Siyam. If Avoyv Kacham sends a carbon oila from overseas, we know the Pasuk teaches us Ish, and from here to Gemara, teaches us that Ovid Kechavim are allowed to send a carbon oil. So Ovid Kechavim Shalach Elos Medina Siyam, Shalach Imoy Nesachim, and he sent along the Nesachim, Kerevim Mishloi, so we bring those Nesachim. Mimlav, if not Kerevim Mishal Tzibur, the Tzibur pays for the Nesachim that should be brought with the carbon oil. The Taisus Yontif says that it's only applicable if he sent it from Medina Sayyam. So since he's not here, and everything that comes from Medina Sayyam, we have to be concerned are Tamei. So therefore, we just use the Tzibur funds for a new carbon for the Mechas Nesachim. However, if he's local, then the halach is that he has to bring he should bring his own Mechas Nesachim. The Tveres Yisrael actually says this is a special dispensation that was made for Nochrim, only for non-Jews, and only for Medina Sayyam. Because it's so complicated, that's why we allow them to will pay for the Nesachim. But in all other circumstances, there's no reason, says the Tveres Yisrael, that the Tzibur, that the Jewish community, should have to pay for his carbon. Next case, Ger Shemiris. Of Ger passed away, and the Ger is the only member of Klal Yisrael who could pass away without any relatives. V'niach Zvachim, and he left Zvachim. Yesh lo Nesachim, if they had Nesachim that he separated with those Kabbonis, Krev Mishaloi V'mlav, again, because he's not here, and there's nobody that could pay for him, so the halacha is Krev Mishaloi, the Tzibur paid. If, however, says Taisus, we have to be speaking about a case where he designated them. If he hadn't designated it, then the halach is that everything that he leaves is hefker. And since everything that he leaves is hefker, that's why we don't have funds. Somebody else took those funds, and we don't have where to take it from. The Nesachim funds, and that's where the Tzibur gives it. Tanai Bezen Hu, and the next rule is that Kohen Gadol Shemes, but Kohen Gadol passed away. They have not just appointed a new Kohen Gadol. It's brought, the mincha is brought from the Tzibur. So we see that it's not a deraisa that it comes from the tzibur. It was a special takana. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ushtei takanas ava. There was a history here. Midaraisa midatzibur. As Rav Shimon has been telling us, the Pasuk Chayk Olam tells us that the tzibur pays if the Kohen Gadol passed away and a new Kohen Gadol has not yet appointed. However, but what happened was, Kivin the Chazu the Kamit Chalishka, and as Rashi explains, during the time of Beis Amigdash Sheni, the Gemara explains that the Kuna Gedola was not awarded to the people who were most befitting to be Kohen Gadol. It was awarded to the people who paid for it. And if a person gets the Kuna Gedola when he really doesn't deserve it, they didn't make it for a year. And the fact, the Rashi says, that in the 420 years that the Beis HaMikdash Sheni stood, there were 300 Kohanim. And became very difficult to spend for the tzibur to spend money all the time for mechs chavitim. Kivin the chazav kamet chalishka takir l'gavim yarshim, and they said it should go for the yarshim. Why? Because hefker bez than hefker. However, the yarshim were not really great people. What happened was kivin the chazu the kapashve. The yarshim said that we're not going to pay for them, for this. We're not interested. And now we came back to the problem that we have to have a mechas chavitim every day. So that's why Kmua deraisa, they went back to the deraisa halacha and they brought the mechas chavitim till the new Kohen Gadol was appointed, Mishal Tzibur.